What's up, tribe, and happy Friday to you guys. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Tomorrow, I will be hosting a virtual spa day with my girl, Sarita. She has a self-care spa company, and we're going to have it online. We're going to have a virtual session tonight, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. She is going to talk about her company, the products that her company sells. We're going to talk about meditation. We're going to talk about self-care. And then she's a local business. She's here in the DMV. And so she is starting to host parties. So if you are local, if you are here in the DMV and you would like to have like a girls' night in, maybe have a Mother's Day event, or something along those lines. She is doing hosting parties where, again, she will, you will have the products, you will have the meditation. So y'all come on here tomorrow and y'all join us. And again, I will have all of her information and we're going to go through the things. Okay. All right. Now let me go ahead and say hi to everybody. Let me say hi to everybody. Let me take this down, child. All right. So happy Friday to you guys. So make sure y'all are here tomorrow, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Okay. Okay. Let me say hi to everybody. And then we're going to get into the things we need to get into. Cool Gamer. Hey, what's up? Hey, Wu Child. What's up, Tracy? Hey, Drinks with Dean. Tanisha Hurd. How you doing? Cross Country Cruiser. Hey, self-care, not selfish. I like that, girl. Hey, Morgan. Hey, Mimi. What's up, Mia? What's up? What's up? What's up? Lemon Kush, Khadijah, hey girl, hey. So what's up, you guys? So as you come in, y'all know, please hit that like button. Y'all know how it goes. The like button goes in, the notifications go out, okay? I was supposed to go live 30 minutes ago. I was laying down, and I never really fell asleep. At least I didn't think I fell asleep, and I set my alarm, but I don't think my alarm went off, but it's okay. We are here now, child. We are here now. Oh, yeah. We got a lot of things that we need to cover, honey. It's a lot going on that we need to cover. How you going to go live and post your Love and Marriage DC review at the same time? I was watching a review and you... You know what, Karay? Here's what had happened with the Love and Marriage DC review. That's my fault. I did the review last night and... It never finished uploading. So when I got to work this morning and I went to go look at my views and I was like, zero views. I said, what the hell? At first I thought I had put the video on private, but it never finished uploading before I went to bed last night. My bad. When I came home and I got on the computer, it finished uploading. So My bad, y'all. That was a good episode. I'm mad that it took me all week to get the review done, but that was a good episode. That was a really good episode. What's up, Ebs? Hey, girl. Hey. You just left work. Oh, one last hour work. Perfect timing. You right, girl. Perfect timing. All right, let me get into my notes, y'all. Child, y'all like to cut up. Y'all really do like to cut up. It's been a lot going on, y'all. Let's get into it. Oh, Lord. Okay. So it's a lot of lawsuits going on. And I'm going to have to get Girl Is That Legal over here so we can kind of sift through some of this stuff. But there's a lot of lawsuits going on. So let's go down the line. Trey Songz, his record label, and Kevin Lyles, which is the head of his record label, they are being sued. Now, it's not a new case. I mean, it's a new case, but it's not a new situation. So I do not want y'all to think that Trey Songz has new charges against him. He doesn't have new charges against him. This is the same woman who, let me rewind. We know that there have been multiple accusations against Trey Songz, but this isn't a new accusation. Let me put it that way. Is that a better way of wording that? So Trey Songz is being sued by, let me get to it, child. I gotta scroll down. I don't know why I gotta scroll down, because Tracy sent it to me, child. I just gotta go to my producer, because my producer done sent it to me, girl. Here it is right here. Trey Songz, Atlantic Records, and Kevin Lyles are being sued for $25 million. Dollars over 2016 sexual assault allegation. So this is the same woman who brought the claim, but the case was thrown out of court. I think the statute of limitations was up or something to that effect. And so now she's suing him in a civil lawsuit. No. It was dismissed. The $20 million lawsuit was dismissed against Trey Songz, but it was dismissed without prejudice, meaning she could bring the lawsuit again, which is exactly what she did. She refiled the lawsuit, and now she is including his record label and Kevin Lyles, the head of his record label, into that. She says that the assault took place at his home at a house party, and of course, Trey Songz denies the allegations. Listen, I ain't gonna sit here and say that Trey did or that Trey did. All I'm gonna say is, where there's smoke, that's all. Hi, everybody coming in. Hey. Everybody coming in. What's up, Ed? She said, let me know when we're going to cuss our breath off. He on the list, because we're going down the lawsuits. We are going down the lawsuits. So since everyone want to cuss our breath farther, let's go on and get to the Brett Favre. Child, Brett Favre, if y'all don't know who that is, he is the former NFL quarterback, Hall of Famer, who was wrapped up in a welfare scheme. He was defrauding money that was supposed to go to disenfranchised people down to the Mississippi. He allegedly stole the money from them. Allegedly stole the money from them. So Brett Favre has decided that he is now going to sue the people who was talking about him. He's going to sue them for defamation. And Shannon Sharpe is one of the people that he's going to sue. Y'all know that Shannon Sharpe, who was also a former NFL player, who is a Hall of Famer, he hosts his own show, Undisputed, over on, I forgot the name of the network, and he also does his own YouTube channel where he brings in people, he interviews them, called Club Shay Shay. Now, for those who do not know, Shannon Sharpe does not hold his tongue, and he is very clear about how he feels. Now, exactly, Abby. That's just not how this works. He has been clearly fraternizing with the bishop. Oh, and y'all remind me before I get off here, I got an update on the bishop. Okay, I got an update on the bishop. So this is what, this is coming from Neighborhood Talk. Favre was a part of a scandal for months involving the alleged misappropriation of welfare funds intended for Mississippi residents. Shannon Sharp and Pat McAfee tried to further their careers by making baseless defamatory allegations against Brett Favre. That is what is alleged. That's part of what he's saying in his lawsuit. Sharp is accused of calling Favre a sleazeball in September of 2022 and accused him of stealing $1.1 million in Mississippi welfare funds. Listen, as always, whenever we start getting into these defamation cases, context is important. Context is extremely important. So I need to hear everything that Shannon Sharp said. First of all, calling him a sleazeball absolutely is not defamation. If Shannon Sharp had experiences with Brett Favre through their years in the NFL, either playing against each other or through locker room talk or through Pro Bowl games or anything like that, any experience that he came into contact with Shannon Sharp, and I mean with Brett Favre, and his experience with Brett Favre is that he's a sleazeball, sir, that's his opinion, and that you can't sue for that. If he said that you stole the $1.1 million, again, you were accused of it, and I would need to hear exactly what he said. It's still, in my opinion, I don't think it raises to the bar. I just don't think it raises to the bar, child. No, sir. The state of Mississippi are the ones that accuse you of taking the money. Right. He's reporting the news. Again, remember, he is in the field of journalism. If he is reporting the story and then he gives his commentary on the story, that is not liable. I'm going to need y'all to really work on these definitions. If he's reporting the story and at the end of the story, he said, that was a sleazeball thing to do, or that is some sleazeball stuff. Or hell, even if he said you were a sleazeball, again, he know you. Y'all played against each other for years. And let me be the first one to tell you, Mr. Brett Favre, he ain't the first person to say you're not a nice guy. What's up, Peace Love? Y'all make sure y'all go check out the video me and Peace Love did last night. It was a really good conversation about probably what most of y'all didn't know about Rosa Parks, because I didn't know some of the stuff. And a lot of people in the chat was learning stuff too. So y'all go check that out. But yeah, I'm like, Mr. Brett Favre, a lot of people say you're not a nice guy. A lot of people say that you were sleazeball, sir. You, in your own admission, said that when you came out of college, you was a racist because you had never really been around black people before. You said that yourself. Or was it high school? Maybe high school into college, because he went to Ole Miss. Maybe before he went to college, he was like, you know, he grew up, he was a good old boy. He grew up with that good old boy mentality. So, sir, go sit down somewhere. You suing somebody. I know, I wish I had seen Undisputed this morning, because I'm certain that Shannon Sharp had a good laugh behind that one, because, sir. These people. All right, let's keep it going. We got another lawsuit we want to talk about. Michael Irvin. Again, this is all in the NFL. The NFL got a lot going on today. Michael Irvin, again, another Hall of Fame NFL player from the Dallas Cowboys, is a commentator on ESPN. And he has been is he on ESPN or Fox News? Whatever. He's a commentator. And he has been for many, 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 many years, really since he retired. And a woman accused him of misconduct. And as a result, I think it was Fox News. Anyway, as a result, the person that he works for, removed him from all Super Bowl commentary. They removed him from all Super Bowl commentary. And again, you guys, here it is right here. Michael Irvin pulled from NFL Network Super Bowl coverage following report of misconduct toward a woman in a hotel lobby. An unidentified woman claims she had an inappropriate encounter with Michael Irvin at a hotel in Glendale, Arizona, near the site of this week's Super Bowl. However, Irvin says nothing inappropriate happened. The former wide receiver told the Dallas Morning News that the encounter took place in the hotel lobby after he had returned following a night out on the town. Irvin said his interaction with the woman lasted only 45 seconds. The two shook hands and then went their separate ways. Honestly, I'm a bit baffled by it all. This all happened in a 45-second conversation in the lobby. When I got back after going out, I came into the lobby. I talked to somebody. I talked to this girl. I don't know her. And I talked to her for about 45 seconds. We shook hands, and then I left. That's all I know. Irvin admitted that he was out drinking prior to the interaction, so he does not remember the details of the conversation. Sir. Now, Irvin, I was working with you for a minute. I don't even like you, Mr. Irvin. I don't like you because you was playing against my Washington football team, and y'all won like 3 Super Bowls. And listen, it wasn't good years when you was on the Dallas team. So I don't even really like you like that. But I was kind of with you until you said that. While it's unclear what the woman is alleging Irvin did, he stands firm that nothing physical took place other than a simple handshake. What law did I break? There was definitely nothing physical. That's honestly all that happened. Nobody was in my room. It was a 45-second conversation in the lobby, a handshake, and we left. So as a result, Michael Irvin is now suing that woman for, is it $100 million? Yeah. Now listen, this is what I'm going to say. Of course he's not going to get $100 million. But Mr. Irvin, if you can't remember what you said to that woman, how you know you didn't say nothing to that woman that was inappropriate? If you were so drunk that you don't remember what you said, how you know that you didn't say something inappropriate? 45 seconds, you can proposition that woman for sex. In 45 seconds, you can ask that woman to come to your room and do some salacious things to you. In 45 seconds, you could cuss her out and call her all kinds of holes and bees. You might have walked into that lobby and thought she was there looking for an escort. I don't know. 45 seconds is a long time if you say something you don't need to be saying. Now, do I think that... It seems to me like the bar is really low as far as, so the NFL has erred on the side of caution and just decided that they're going to remove him from all Super Bowl activity for the rest of the week. Pending what? An investigation? I don't know. This whole situation sounds like a lot to me. And I understand why he's suing her, because number one is his reputation, and number two, he losing money. Because the Super Bowl is it. That's the pinnacle. That's it. So if you're not working the Super Bowl, you losing money. And he could possibly be losing money behind the scenes if he is connected to anything sexually salacious. Because let's be clear, Michael Irvin don't have a spotless record. Let's just go. He ain't no angel. He ain't no choir boy. So he does not have a spotless record. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say. She wants money. I believe the drug. But why is he trying to negotiate? Why is he trying to negate the lady's side of things? Granted, we have to hear her side. Are there cameras in the lobby? I'm sure they got cameras in the lobby. That's got to be the most expensive handshake ever. You ain't lying about that. You ain't lying about that one. That is probably the most expensive handshake I'd have never heard of. This one I'm going to say, and I wasn't there. Y'all know I don't know, but y'all listen. Let me go put a little sugar on this sauce. Let me go put a little sugar in this tea, okay? I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, child. I really don't know. But what I do feel like is, at the very least, before he is essentially fired from his, relieved of his duties, I mean, he's not fired, period, but he's relieved of his duties for the next week. I do feel like he has a right to know what he's being accused of. For him to say he doesn't even know what the woman is accusing him of, yet he's being relieved of his duties, I do think that's a little bit effed up. I do feel like that's a little bit effed up. I feel like he has a right to know what that woman is accusing him of. Now, he might be lying to us, and maybe they told him, but he said that he ain't know. Now, maybe that this was before he filed the lawsuit. Now that he done filed the lawsuit, maybe he does know, and he feel like it's some bull hockey. Maybe he felt like it's some bull hockey. What's up, Diva Law? Hey, my love. What's up? Look at all my members in the chat. Look at everybody lit up in green. Hey, yes. Yes. Right, which could also lead into a lawsuit against his employer as well. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with y'all. If it comes back, now let me just play devil's advocate for a minute. I'm not saying I don't believe that that man said something in out of the way to that woman, because he didn't already say he was drunk. That was a very nice way of saying I was drunk. So he could very easily say something inappropriate to her, because he just admitted he was drunk. Now, but what I will say is this. Let's just assume for a minute. Let's just walk down this road. Let's walk down the road of he ain't say nothing to her that he wasn't supposed to say to her, okay? She probably said, oh, my gosh, Mr. Irving, I love you so much. I've been a fan since I was 5. And he said, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And she said, oh, my goodness, Mr. Irving, can you sign my autograph? And he said, you know, I'm a little drunk right now. I can't really do that right now. And he shook her hand and he went to his room. Let's just assume that that's what went down. I'm not saying that's what happened, y'all. We just walk with me for a minute. If the Fox Network responded to that accusation without getting his side of the story, without doing any investigation, and they just relieved him of his duties from the most important NFL weekend of the season, and it come back later that this woman lied, yeah, he might have some action. He might have some action because he's losing money. He is now. I don't know what his contract is worth, so I can't say he's losing $100 million. But he's losing money. He's losing money. What's up, y'all? What's up, Virgin Love? Hey, girl. Hey, you said my reenactment. I was just saying. In my mind, I heard it go down like that. And I just think, again, y'all know that I like to hear both sides of a story, and then I make my own determination from there. But I feel like it's only fair that there's an investigation. I don't know. Wu Chow said that Michael's attorney is saying that there are witnesses there to defend him. I need more information. I need to know who these witnesses are. Again, do I think he said something to that woman? I don't know. But I think he had a right to know what was said before he, you know, was asked to leave. Hey, Tamil, what's up, my love? Child, so those are the lawsuits. Let me look at my list of notes. Let me see. We got some other stuff, legal stuff going on, but those are the lawsuits. Okay, all right. So we're gonna come out of that. Okay. Adidas. Child. Adidas. Listen. Who do I have in the Super Bowl? I got the Chiefs. Honestly, I don't care who wins, but if I had to pick a team, I would pick the Chiefs only because of experience. I think both teams are pretty good. Both quarterbacks have an injury, minor little bang-up situation. But I think the Chiefs have experience on their side. So, but honestly, I don't care who wins. I think the Eagles had a great season. Even though they're in my division and they're my rivals, and I don't really F with the Eagles like that. but I'm cool with that. And I like the Chiefs. I like Andy Reid. I like their quarterback. So I just want it to be a good game. I really don't want it to be a blowout. And I'm just here for the halftime show. You know, I'm just here for the halftime. Right. You know what I'm saying, Morgan? I'm just here for the halftime. I don't even care about the commercials. I'm just here for the halftime show. You know, I don't think I'm going anywhere either. I think I'm going to sit here and watch the Super Bowl here, because here's why I'm not going to go nowhere. Because usually if I go to a Super Bowl party, I have to leave at halftime. Because the, you know, Super Bowl come on so late, I usually leave at halftime. Depending on where I'm going, I usually leave at halftime. But I don't want to leave at halftime because I want to see the whole halftime show. Then once the game start again, I'm going to be watching the game unless it's a blowout, like I said. So I may go out. I haven't decided yet. Okay. I think it's nice that Rihanna gonna let these people play football during her concert. I think so too, Abby, because that's the closest I'm coming to a Rihanna concert this summer. I promise you that. I can't do it. Me and Abby was on the phone earlier this week trying to schedule out our vacations and things. And my money, the way my money set up, I don't have the money for Riri, Janet, or none of these other people that's touring this summer. I'm going to just have to create a hell of a playlist and dance my ass off on vacation wherever I decide to go this year, because the math ain't mathing. That's all I got to say. Anyway, Adidas. Now listen, let me say this to you, Mr. Adidas people. I 100% supported your decision to fire Kanye. I did. When it was happening, the man was off his meds or something. He was clearly something. Because I don't want nobody to think I'm making fun of mental health, because I'm not. But clearly Kanye was having a moment, and he really was like daring y'all to fire him. He really was like, I dare you. And y'all said, okay, I see your dare and I raise you a fire. They were like, we own the patent to Yeezys, so we good. Again, I told y'all when y'all did that y'all underestimated Black culture, but that's another conversation for another day. With that being said, why they say that Adidas profits are down? Like they're estimating that Adidas is going to lose $100 billion. Let me make sure I got that right, because I feel like that's not right. I feel like it's an M. Let me not say B. Hold on. Let me double check myself, because I feel like that's not right. I just feel like it can't be right. That can't be right. Let me just go back here. Let me go back here. B with a billion. Hold on. Let me make sure I'm right. Hold on. Let me see right here. No, it's a B. Oh, 1.3. Okay. Thank you. Because I knew my number couldn't be right. Because when I said it, it did sound right. When it rolled off my tongue, I said, that ain't right. 1.3 billion. It's still with a B, though. Ooh, Jesus. It's still a lot of money. Now, they said that it was 1 billion. Thank you. I added two zeros. In my mind, I added a lot of zeros that wasn't there. Thank y'all. Y'all know I love y'all. All right. I promise y'all somebody going to write in the chat. Not this chat, but on the comments, they're going to look at it in the replay, and they're going to write, it's 1 billion really B, and I just corrected myself. I literally just said, y'all right, it's 1 billion. Coming to the stage, Watermelon Sugar. Now listen, that ain't Adidas' only problem. They also reported that the sales for Ivy Park are down 50%. That means half of y'all that bought that first collection didn't buy that second collection or the third collection, however many collections she got now. And she's just getting ready to launch her next collection. You see all the celebrities are opening up their boxes. Yay, look, I got the Beyonce drop. Yay, she sent me some. And I saw the commercial this morning down to Mama Beyonce's Instagram, where she dropped the commercials, got a lot of those celebrities in there. It's got the Ice Spice Girl and Offset and his kids, and I'm sure other people that I just didn't recognize was in there. I think I saw Future, somebody, I don't know, one of them other rappers, child. Now listen, now let me say this to y'all, and I know that the Beehive about to be mad at me. Here's where the Beehive gonna get mad at me. Y'all about to get mad at me. I'm telling you now, you about to get mad at me. I think two things happened with the Ivy Park collection. Two things that, in my opinion, two things went wrong with the Ivy Park collection. Because I don't dislike the Ivy Park collection. I mean, some of the stuff, I'm like, okay. But it's enough regular stuff in her Ivy Park collection. Y'all know what I'm saying? Like, she has some stuff that you'd be like, okay, where you wearing that? But then there's a lot of stuff. I like some of the stuff in the Ivy Park collection. But here's the thing. This is my opinion. Sometimes you can make things so exclusive that you shoot yourself in the foot. And what I mean by that is this, and y'all Beehive people, correct me if I'm wrong. The stuff would sell out so fast. And by the time they would restock it, if they restocked it, because I don't even know what the restock policy was. Like, was it once it's gone, or did they restock it after like 2 or 3 months? I feel like once they restocked it, the hype was over and people had moved on. Am I wrong? I mean, that's my opinion. I remember the hype for the first drop and everybody was like, I want it. And then the icy one, which I thought was cute, like the whole had like the whole winter theme, and like the stuff was in blocks of ice when she delivered it to the celebrities and stuff. I thought that was cute. That last collection was a lot. The denim chaps and the ski jackets with the sleeves that drug on the ground. It was a lot. That last collection had a lot going on, but I still feel like it was enough regular stuff. Oh, thank you, Watermelon Sugar. But I really feel like the stuff sold out so fast. And then, again, I don't know what the timeline was when they would restock everything. But I feel like once it was restocked, everybody had moved on. Like, the hype was over. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I ain't never seen, and it may be because y'all know I don't do a lot of shopping. I ain't never seen Ivy Park in the store. I've even been to the Adidas. Well, their outlet stores. I even been to the Adidas outlet store. I ain't never seen the Ivy Park down to the Adidas store. So I know you can get it online, and I'm sure you could probably find it in retailers. I'm not saying that it isn't there, but I'm saying I just never seen it. We do? Okay, Watermelon Sugar, we need a girls' night out. You know what? We do. Maybe we could do like a members-only girls' night. It's been a while since I had a members only girls night. Excuse me. Maybe we can do that. Because, you know, me and Abby can link our channels now and we can stream together. I buy from Ivy Park, but once it's sold, it's gone. But past collections can be found on Poshmark for a high price. So there's a resale out there. The accessibility of it is making it undesirable in a sense. I don't find Ivy Park stuff fashionable or practical for everyday people. Yes, it's in selected Adidas stores and Finish Line. Okay. So that's just my opinion. And again, I don't know. I don't know that to be a fact. I'm just telling you what I think. I think sometimes, because Nike does the same thing with their sneakers, right? You got to get it when it come out or it's sold out. And then you can get a reseller and you can buy the resale. But the difference is, and I think the Beehive is dedicated. Don't get me wrong. Y'all are dedicated. But I think they may have overestimated the Beehive's attention span. Not their dedication, but their attention span. You feel what I'm saying? I think that they're dedicated. They're going to buy it because it's Beyonce. But if they don't get it in that first drop, I don't know if their attention span is going to last long. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And so I think that's part of the problem. Oh, thank you for rejoining. I know you were a member before. Thank you for rejoining, Watermelon Sugar. Yeah. And I have seen some cute Ivy Park stuff that I would buy. I've absolutely seen some cute Ivy Park stuff that I would buy. And I've actually seen regular schmegular people out on the streets wearing Ivy Park. I've seen it. I've seen people out with the jackets. I've seen people with like the track suits and stuff. I've seen people, you know, Abby, didn't you have some Ivy Park sneakers? Didn't you buy some of the Ivy Park sneakers from the first, I think from the first collection, I think Abby had a pair of the sneakers. Yep, see, look at Abby. She wore her, right. So I've seen them out. You know, it's not that I don't, it's not that people don't wear them. I've seen them out on the street. But I just think that, I just, again, it's not the dedication. I think it's the resale member. If you have an Adidas membership, you get to shop the collection first. Okay. But then the Ivy Park stuff would only go up to a certain size. Right. All I could fit was the sneakers, but, you know. Oh, it does go up to 4X. Okay, Abby say no, it go up to 4X. Adidas put her last shoes in a raffle in order to buy them like the Yeezys used to be, which turned me off from buying them. Why? Why'd that turn you off, So-So Joe? I love the Ivy Park pieces I have, though. And that's what I'm saying. Like, she has stuff. There's stuff that I would buy. Y'all know I ain't gonna lie about that. But I just, again. So, anyway, with that being said, child, Adidas say they in trouble. Now, I don't think Adidas is in as much trouble as they say they are. I think, Carolyn say, what? Adidas broke? I don't think they broke, but I also don't think that they can absorb that type of a loss for multiple years. So, what I see happening is a couple of things. Either A, Kanye's going to get what he wants. Because remember, all Kanye wanted was to get out of his Adidas. He was not mad that he got out, that he got fired from Adidas. All he wanted was to get out of that Adidas contract. So either A, Kanye's going to get what he wants, and Adidas is going to renegotiate his contract, and he's going to get what he wants. Because let's be clear, the shareholders don't care about him making anti-Semitic comments 6 months ago because he's been quiet for a few minutes. What do I always tell y'all? When people go away and be quiet for a few minutes, our attention spans are short. So let's be clear. He might get, okay, thank you for dropping down, boo. He might get what he wants. Or they are going to have to go out here and find a celebrity. And I don't know who you're going to get that's bigger than Beyonce. But they're going to have to go out here and get a celebrity juggernaut that's going to have people really, 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 really running out here to get their stuff. And I don't know who that could be. Because, I mean, if y'all can't get people to buy the Ivy Park, then I don't know what you're going to do. But, yeah, I'm an old lady. Adidas and Puma are my favorite. Yeah, I remember growing up with Adidas, Puma, all them shoes. Mm-hmm. Hey, Love Evolve Repeat. I like your name, girl. Love Evolve Repeat. Yay. Can we get to 100? Yeah, what my likes looking like? Thank you, love. What my likes looking like, y'all? Not mine. He is on permanent mute status. Right. And don't get me wrong. There are a lot of people that are like that. But I'm talking about y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know everybody ain't like that. Oh, okay, Jane. I like that name, though, girl. I like that name. Yes, y'all. There's 123 people in the chat. Can we please get the likes up to over 100? I would appreciate that. I know I would appreciate that. Okay. Oh, my niece. Girl, I thought you was somebody else. Hey, Nene. You said my niece today. What's up, girl? All right, let's see what we're going to talk about. We're going to hit a couple of more of these stories before we get out of here, but that's Adidas. Oh, let's see what we're going to talk about. Where do I want to go next? All right, let me just go ahead. Okay, shout out to Celia Cruz. Celia Cruz is the Afro-Latina performer. She is going to be rewarded with her face on the quarter. She is the first Afro-Latina. She's Puerto Rican to be on U.S. money. So shout out to Celia Cruz. I like me some Celia Cruz. Shout out Celia Cruz used to give it to them. Okay. She used to give it to the girls, the boys, and everybody in between. All right. what we didn't ask for. Oh, we do have a shit we did not ask for. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Virgin Love. All right, y'all. So listen, it's 121 people in the room. Y'all know we have a segment here called Shit We Did Not Ask For. If you are a member, if you, child, we ain't never getting Harry Tubman on the money, child. We just let that go, child. We just gonna let my people go. If you are a member, you have the emojis. You have the emojis if you are a member. Y'all know that it's a one for yes, a two for no, a three for hell no. So this is, I do have one today. Shit we did not ask for. All right, let me get the picture. Y'all really need to delete some pictures on my phone. I got everything, a little bit of everything in here, child. Hey, Fran J, what's up? Y'all ready? Y'all got y'all ready? Y'all emojis ready? Chick-fil-A is going to start testing a new fried cauliflower sandwich. Y'all going out to get that? Y'all going to get you a cauliflower, fried cauliflower sandwich? Y'all going to get you a Chick-fil-A cauliflower sandwich? Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. I might try it because I like cauliflower and I like fried cauliflower and I like cauliflower rice. I like cauliflower. I might try that. And if it comes to the Chick-fil-A near me, I will buy one and I will try it live with y'all. Janae talking about some vegetarians, Janae. Lord. Would you try it, Nene? Would you eat it? I think I would try it, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. I think I would try it. Bring back the coleslaw. Chick-fil-A used to have coleslaw? I didn't even know that. Not hell to the nah, nah, nah. I would try it. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I would try it. And I'll try it on live. I'll get it and I'll bring it back and try it on live with y'all. And let y'all see my face. Because I can't hide my face. I'm going to let y'all see my face when I bite into it and I taste it. Because I can eat it and be like, oh, it was all right. But y'all know y'all going to see. Fried oyster mushrooms are delicious, so I try it. I mean, I've had, like, have you ever been, I think, where they have the tempura vegetables, where they flash fry. And the cauliflower, the broccoli, the carrots, that's good. I would try it. Hey, KK. Okay. All right. So that's the shit we did not ask for. Now let me go through a couple. Okay, listen. R. Kelly's attorneys. Y'all, I don't even know if I can get through this with a straight face. R. Kelly's attorneys has said that the prosecution trying to put his client in jail for the rest of his life, and he don't understand the problem. Well, it was a she, because y'all let Elvis Presley get away with it. I put that in my own words, but let me read you exactly what it said, child. R. Kelly's defense team is not only asking a judge to sentence him to 11 years, but also allowing him to serve all of his sentences simultaneously, with the longest period of time taking precedence. They claim that the government is obsessed with ensuring that R. Kelly dies in prison. His counsel insinuated that Kelly's treatment is harsh, considering white musicians like Elvis Presley were given a pass despite credible sexual abuse claims. So, let me get this right. Your defense is the white man got away with it, so why can't the black man? Is that, that's what we doing in Black History Month? That's what we doing in February. That's what we, not even how this works. You can't go into a court of law and say, I don't understand why y'all got me here for robbery. Y'all let the other people go that robbed other banks. Not dry snitching on a dead man. Not dry snitching on a dead man. I said, excuse me. That's one of those, when you said it out loud, that it still makes sense. Like, you really wrote that. When I read that, it was so ludicrous to me. I couldn't believe that they really said that. Like, y'all really... Right. Throwing anything at the wall and see what sticks. Oh, and I forgot yesterday, you guys. I forgot yesterday. I got a couple of Cash Apps. I got to remember to do my Cash App dance when I get my Cash Apps. And I got a couple of super chats yesterday, too. So, you know, we got to do the money dance. Yeah. Okay. All right. I forgot yesterday to do my, I got a couple of super chats and a couple of Cash Apps, child. All right. She really went because if 2 + 2 = 5, and if you carry the 7 divided by, okay. She really did. She really did some calculus on that one. Oh, God. You're right. They do the same thing every time with Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein. You ain't never lied about that. Right. R. Kelly said, but they didn't do nothing to Elvis. And his attorney said, that's good. We can use that. You're right. What is wrong with these people? Y'all. Golly. Goodness gracious. Okay, y'all. All right, we got a few more things. We got like maybe 2 more stories we're going to hit. Oh, gosh. Okay. Lord, get my nose. Okay. All right. Offset and Cardi B and Jay Prince and WAC 100, they are still fighting down to the Twitter. Now, listen, I don't know the whole story. I don't even going to sit here and pretend like I understand all of the ins and outs of the story. But from what I can understand, Jay Prince tried to throw out there that Cardi B and Offset needed protection from some people when they went to L.A. because the gangs was going to get them. Because Cardi, I believe Cardi affiliates with the Bloods, but don't quote me. Me on that, y'all. I believe Cardi has a gang affiliation, but don't quote me on that. I believe that's what I read. And Jay Prince was alleging that Cardi was gonna have a problem with the Crips, and so when she came to LA, they needed his protection so she could go to LA. And Cardi was like, "That's a lie. That's a whole damn lie." And WAC 100 and DJ somebody can attest to we were good. We were good the whole time we was in LA. We were good. And WAC 100 came through and was like, she right. They were good. It wasn't no problems. I don't know what the hell you talking about. Y'all, that's why they call her Barney. Thank you so much, So Jeff. I never made that connection before. Damn. Now it makes sense. But I'm sitting here and I'm like, why we want to bring the Crips and Bloods into it? Do we really want to go down that road? Jay Prince. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Do you really want to go down the road with the gangs? Do you really want to go down the Blood and Crip road? I don't think that's where you want to go with this, sir. I do not think that is where you want to go with this conversation, sir. That's all I'm saying. That is all I'm saying about that. I just don't think that's where you want to go with this. Now, With that being said, I did a little research on Jay Prince. I listened to a couple of videos today. That was the extension of my research. I did a couple of videos. I listened to some videos today. And I'm going to do a little more research on Mr. Jay Prince. And I think I may have to come out here and do me a video. I'm still going to do the DJ Academics video because I still am trying to figure out why I give a damn about his opinion on anything. So I'm still going to do it. But essentially, for those who do not know who Jay Prince is, which a lot of people probably don't know who Jay Prince is, Jay Prince is the CEO of Rap-A-Lot Records. Rap-A-Lot Records is the record label, you know, famous. I think probably their most famous artist would be Scarface. The Ghetto Boys, you know, with Scarface, Bushwick Bill, and Willie D. But allegedly, hold on, let me put my allegedly up here, child. Y'all ain't Cash App me. Let me change it anyway. Y'all don't need my Cash App. I'm putting my allegedly up here, child. I'm putting my allegedly up here. Allegedly, Jay Prince has some very Suge Knight-like management style. Y'all just going to have to read between the lines on that. Y'all going to have, if you know anything about the allegations against Suge Knight and how he was running Death Row Records, just take them allegations and slide them on over to Jay Prince. So allegedly, Jay Prince be out here running things down to the Rap-A-Lot Records like Suge Knight was running the, what's some things called? Death Row. It's a lot more to it. I'm oversimplifying it. But essentially, that's what that was. So, you know, I just wish they would all just be quiet. Just at this point, just be quiet. Just be quiet, child. But when I was listening to them videos today on Jay Prince, I said, oh, he got a lot going on. Like, oh my goodness. Drake has been subpoenaed in the case of XXX Tinashe. Is that what that boy name? The young man that was killed. His trial has started. And Drake is being subpoenaed because Tinashe always said if he ever turned up, if he was ever murdered, then Drake did it. I don't think Drake did it because this young man was robbed. From what I've learned so far, he wanted to go buy some new bikes, not like motorbikes. He went to the bank to take out $250,000. The bank was like, sir, we don't have that kind of money on hand. You're going to have to wait. We can give you $50,000, but you got to come back for the other $200,000. So the young man went to the bike store, motorbike store with the $50,000 to go buy him a couple of bikes. The mama was worried about him walking around with that kind of money. So the mama sent a family friend, some dude with him, and the guys, they got it all on video. The guys rolled up on him and robbed him. They stole the $50,000 plus jewelry and all that other stuff. And in the video, the guy, it's his uncle, but I don't know if it's his blood uncle or like a family friend that they call an uncle, but they call him uncle something. But in the video, the uncle wasn't much protection. I don't know why the mama sent him. Because he wasn't my protection. Anyway. Right, the uncle got away, but Tinashe didn't. And in the video, it's a mess. But one of the guys flipped. He turned state's evidence, and he telling it all. And he ain't said Drake's name. He just said, we saw him, we decided to rob him. They didn't even know he had that kind of money on him. They knew that he probably had some money. But they didn't know he had no $50,000. I don't understand why he couldn't use a debit card, a credit card. Hell, you could have went to the bank and got a cashier's check for all of that. I don't know. Child, we really need to teach financial literacy to these children because that don't even make no sense to me. But that is what had happened. And the case, like I said, the trial has started. Right, a wire transfer. Oh, his name, not Tinashe. What that boy name? XXX. What that boy name? Y'all know who I'm talking about. The XXX boy. Y'all know one. All right. Now, let me give y'all a little, before we get off of here, let me give y'all a funny little story that involves the Love and Marriage Huntsville people. But the story ain't even, it's deeper than that. Let me give y'all the story, okay? Now, hold on. Oh, went to the wrong thing. Hold on, let me, oh, wait a minute. Ooh, boop, boop, boop. Okay. Hold on, let me get to the story, child. Let me get to the story. Wait a minute. Oh. Hold on. Dang it, y'all. I'm sorry. I think it's the, is it the Jasmine Brown or the Shade Room? Give me a quick second, because I want to give y'all the whole story. So, for those of you that watch Love and Marriage Huntsville, y'all know that Martell and Melody they divorced, but they can't stop going at each other, right? Well, actually, it really be more Martell than Melody. I'm gonna be fair and say it is more Martell than Melody, okay? So last week or earlier this week, Martell does a post and delete. And he does a post and delete about a local city council member down to Huntsville. Black guy, young black guy, nice looking black guy. He does a post and delete, and basically he says, he insinuates that this is Melody's new man, but that he's a criminal. And he wants to know if Melody then started the GoFundMe for his legal fees, right? But it's a post and delete, and it's real petty. And when the story first came out, everybody was like, Tentacion. Tentacion? Okay, thank you, Wu Child. Tentacion. Okay. Tentacion. Thank you, baby. Thank you, because I don't be one to disrespect people and tell Nate saying their name wrong. So when the story first broke, everybody was like, okay, he's just being petty. Tracy, if you're still in here, can you find it? Can you send it to me? I think I screenshotted it. Hold on. Did I screenshot the story? Oh, here it is right here. Damn it, it was right in my face. I got it. I was looking for, you know how you're looking for a picture that you don't see, but it was right in my face. I saw it the whole time. Okay, so Martell did a post and delete, but y'all know the internet is undefeated. People caught it, people took the picture, and they did their research. So what we found out was that this guy, Devin Keith is his name. He is a city councilman down to the Huntsville, and allegedly him and Melody were dating, allegedly, right? So what had happened was, allegedly, he went through the self-checkout line down to the Walmart, and he ain't paid for something. So at first, people were like, okay, it's not a big deal. It happens. He forgot to put something he forgot to run a thing across the machine and then put it in his bag. Martell just being petty. Martell just being jealous. But now we find out. According to court documents, the Huntsville City Councilman, Devin Keith, committed over 30 thefts across 3 Walmart locations via the self-checkout. He probably wouldn't have got away with it if he wasn't caught skip scanning in January. A store associate noticed what he was doing and made him pay for the skipped items at the kiosk. Following that incident, Walmart opened an investigation into Devin. Now, out of all the people that go through the self-checkout and help themselves, y'all opened up an investigation into him, probably because y'all knew who he was because he was a city councilman, right? They used the card number from his January transaction to search for previous purchases made at the stores with that card. They found several. They then checked the time to see what card was used and went back to check the security camera. And from those dates, they caught Devin skip scanning 31 times. They did a lot of work. That was a lot of work. Over, you missed Like, oh, y'all caught him one time and y'all decided to pull his credit card and check every time he ever been through the Walmart. That, y'all was trying to get him. Y'all was trying to get him because that was real petty. But yeah, they probably recognized him. They knew that he was the city councilman. In a Facebook post, Devin said, I will no longer be discussing my ongoing litigation. I have received... Wait a minute, hold on. Devin was finally arrested this week when he returned to one of their stores to steal some headphones. How y'all know he was going to steal the headphones? That's shady. Y'all ain't know he was going to steal them headphones. Y'all didn't know what he was going to do with them headphones. They saw his thieving as trying to sneak the headphones in a Walmart bag that he... Well, maybe... Then I guess he... Okay. He was stopped by loss prevention when he passed all points of sale. In a Facebook post, he said, I will no longer be discussing my ongoing litigation. I have received a court date and will give my final statement at tomorrow's city council meeting. More importantly, know that I love you all and I thank God for you. The total amount of his theft added up to $331.69. Which means he was stealing about $10 worth of stuff every time he came into the store. Child. This man about to lose his whole political career over $300 down to the Walmart, sir. And I see y'all keep saying klepto. He must be, it must be something he can't control because it ain't that serious. Embarrassing. Exactly. Now we know that a lot of people be at the self-checkout playing help yourself. Y'all better stop that. Because y'all know y'all on camera when you go to the self-checkout. Camera is right there. Y'all better stop. And as you can see, they can pull your credit cards and cross-check every time you didn't use that credit card down to that Walmart. So y'all better stop playing them games. Better stop playing them crackhead games down to the Walmart. Walmart done already told y'all that they're losing so much money, they may have to close some stores. Didn't you hear Walmart say that last year? That they have so many theft? I said so many theft. Ooh, Lord. So much theft. You don't pay for your gummy bears? Well, girl, you better pay for them gummy bears. You could be down to the courthouse over them gummy bears. I used to work for Walmart. The technology is top-notch. If you use your card, they can look up every purchase and get your name. Now, I worked at Walmart when I was in college, so we ain't had no self-checkout back there, child. I was the cashier bringing up all that shit. Oh, I used to hate seeing people come through that line with so much. I used to hate working on Saturdays. Saturdays were the worst. Can I tell you, people buy so much unnecessary shit on Saturday. Oh, I used to hate working on Saturdays. Oh, man. During the week, I didn't mind because usually people coming into Walmart during the week, most people were not doing major shopping. They were picking up their odds and ends, the stuff they forgot, something to get them to the weekend. But them weekend Walmart shoppers, I used to hate it. Child, y'all know one time when I'm going to say this and I'm going to get out of here, child. One time when I was working down to the Walmart, why this white lady complain to my manager talking about something I wasn't smiling enough? Bitch, what? Oh, I was so mad when she came over there. She was like, are you okay? I said, I'm fine. She said, are you tired? Do you need a break? I said, no, I'm good. She said, oh, because the customer you just rang up, she came over and she complained. She said, you weren't pleasant enough. I said, did she say I was rude? She said, no, she didn't say you were rude, but she just said that, you know, you didn't smile. Bitch, I was making minimum wage. You was lucky I was there. You was lucky I was there. Okay? We only got 76 likes. Can y'all please hit the like button? It's 133 people in the room. If you have not hit the... What's up, Jonathan? If you have not hit the like button, if you could please, please, please hit that like button. If you are not subscribed to the channel and you up in the bushes, if you could please, please, please join the channel. We have a good time over here. Let me give y'all the total where we are right now. Let me give y'all the count where we are right now. We are at 9,840 subscribers. So we need 160 subscribers to get us to our 10,000 goal. We're trying to get there by the end of February, y'all. We're trying to get there by the end of February. So if you are not subscribed, please hit that subscribe button. And please hit that like button if you have not already done so. Get ready to get off of here, you guys. Do not forget, tomorrow at 12:30, we will be doing our virtual spa experience. And I am probably going to come back later on tonight and do a Bishop Whitehead conversation. So you are over it. If you are tired of talking about him or you were sick of him, that's fine. You ain't got to come back. You ain't got to come back. But I probably will do that later on tonight, okay? All right, y'all, I'm out. Mwah. Talk to y'all later. Thank you.